A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to be back with you. Happy Sunday morning, and what a ball game in San Diego for the Marlins last night. We went to extras. There were some game-saving catches. There were some big blasts late. With the recap, here is Glenn Yeffner.
Well, it took 11 innings, but the Marlins made it worth the wait tonight as they beat the Padres 6-3. They even this three-game series up at a victory apiece. Jared Weaver and Dan Straley were the starters in this ball game. Weaver making his fourth Padres start, his first here at Petco. Straley looking to build on the 5 1/3 no-hit innings he threw against the Mets Sunday back at Marlins Park. And this game was scoreless into inning number two. Leading off the second for the Marlins, Giancarlo Stanton.
And here comes the pitch. Giancarlo swings and hammers a ball. A hard line drive down the left field line. It is up, up and away into the seats directly underneath the first level balcony at the Western Metal Supply Company building. Giancarlo gives the Marlins a 1-0 lead.
And the Marlins are off and running for Straley, who was looking good in the early going. He worked around a leadoff double by Manuel Margot in the first inning, set down the next three in a row, including a strikeout of Yonhervis Solarte to end the first inning. He struck out Austin Hedges to begin a 1-2-3 second. He struck out the first two men, Jankowski and the pitcher Weaver, in a scoreless third inning. He struck out Will Myers leading off the fourth. So he had five Ks through three and a third. He had a 1-0 lead until a double from Yonhervis Solarte brought Austin Hedges to the plate. The 1-1 to Hedges is in the air to deep left center. Back goes Ozuna. He's at the wall, leaps, and Hedges has done it again. For the second game in a row, for the fifth time in the last seven games, the young catcher connects for San Diego, a two-run shot to make a 2-1 Padres in the fourth. That was a little bit of a bump in the road for Straley, but he recovered nicely, coming back to strike out Ryan Schimpf and Hunter Renfroe. He had seven Ks through four innings. In the fifth inning, he struck out Jankowski and Weaver. Strikeouts number 8 and 9. He got Manuel Margot to line to right for the third out, so he'd retired five straight at that point after the Hedges home run. And in the top of the sixth, trailing 2-1, the Marlins sent Martin Prado to the plate with one out and the bases empty.
Here's the 2-1, and Prado hits it a ton. This is out to left center. It's going to be up, up, and away. A home run for Martin Prado. Up under the scoreboard, out in left, under the big giant video board. Prado has tied this game at 2 with his first home run of 2017.
So we were 2-2 into the bottom of the sixth when Straley kept it rolling. He struck out the side. He got Eric Ibar, Will Myers, Yonhervis Solarte. Ibar looking, Myers swinging, Solarte swinging. And with the Solarte strikeout, 12th in the game, Straley had a new career high. He had struck out 11 twice. He struck out 12 in the first six innings tonight. Jared Weaver done after six for the Padres. Left a 2-2 game. He allowed two runs on four hits. Walked one, struck out three. Allowed the two solo home runs. Stanton in the second, Prado in the sixth. He was done after throwing 85 pitches, 57 strikes. Straley stayed out after Brad Hand pitched a scoreless top of the seventh. Straley got Austin Hedges swinging to begin the seventh, his 13th strikeout. Then he got Ryan Schimpf to pop foul to the catcher, Realmuto. So in a 2-2 game with two outs in the seventh, Straley looking for strikeout number 14 when he went after Hunter Renfroe. 1-2 to Renfroe. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 14 for Dan Straley. Straley, the 10th pitcher in Marlins history to ring up as many as 14 Ks in a game. Only one Marlin ever has struck out more in a start. Ricky Nolasco, 16 Ks, 2009 in Atlanta. The 14 strikeout performance by Dan Straley, that's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So we went to the eighth inning, 2-2. Ryan Buchter set down 9-1-2 in succession in the top of the eighth. In the bottom of the eighth, Kyle Bearclaw out of the bullpen. He got the first man, Travis Jankowski, to bounce to second base. Then he faced pinch hitter Luis Sardinas. The 1-0 on the way, and it's on the ground. It's short into the hole, sliding to glove at Echeverria. Gets up, throws to first, and he got him on a big-time play. Oh, boy. Sliding on his knees on the outfield grass, he fielded the ball and then got up as quickly as he could. Sardinas runs well, and he threw him out. What a play by Etch. That's as good as you'll see. We saw two great defensive plays at shortstop for the Marlins tonight. Miguel Rojas to rob Eric Ibar in the third inning at Javria there in the eighth. And when Bearclaw got Manuel Margot to fly out to center, Marlins pitchers had retired 14 in a row, but this game stayed 2-2 through eight innings. Brandon Maurer, the Padres' closer, pitched a perfect top of the ninth inning. So at that point, San Diego pitchers had set down eight straight. In the bottom of the ninth, Bearclaw stayed out there. He worked two full innings once all season last year. Hadn't gotten more than one inning in the game this year. With one out in the ninth, Will Myers singled. He stole second with first base opening, and Hervis Solarte was walked intentionally. But Bearclaw, looking to keep this game going, was able to get Austin Hedges to foul out to first base. Then he struck out Ryan Schimpf, and we went into extra innings. The Marlins two and the Padres two. Kevin Quackenbush struck out two in a perfect top of the 10th inning. At that point, 11 straight Marlins had gone down against Padres pitching. In the bottom of the 10th, Brad Ziegler on to pitch after Bearclaw had worked two scoreless, one intentional walk and one strikeout. Ziegler walked the first man, Hunter Renfroe. A Jankowski sacrifice bunt moved the winning man down to second base with one out. With first base open, pinch hitter Hector Sanchez was walked intentionally. So now you had first and second, one out. Padres trying to walk it off. Manuel Margot hit a hot smash to third that was played beautifully by Martin Prado. He went down to second base. They got the force out on Sanchez for the second out. But the Padres still had a chance to win this ball game. They had runners at the corners with two outs in the bottom of the 10th trying to walk it off with Eric Ibar coming up.
There's a ball lined, and lunging for it at the hot corner is Martin Prado, and he speared the ball inches off the ground. Martin Prado saves the day in the 10th inning. Ibar lined it the opposite way, and Martin Prado kept it from going down the line for a game-winning hit. Wow, what an inning of defense for Martin Prado.
So Prado hit a game-tying home run in the 6th inning and then made two defensive plays back-to-back in the bottom of the 10th to keep this game tied and to get it to the 11th. In the 11th, Jose Torres, the rookie lefty, on to start the inning for the Padres. He allowed a pinch hit single to Justin Bour to get things going. So the Marlins, in a 2-2 ball game, had the go-ahead man at first with nobody out in the 11th for the birthday boy, D. Gordon. First baseman Myers holds against Bour. Torres holds near the letters, delivers. D not showing bunt, swings away, dribbles one up the first base line. Pitcher barehands it, throws low to first. The ball goes down the right field line. Bour to third base, he's being waved home. D rounding second, he'll go to third. The ball's bobbled to the right field corner by Renfroe. D's coming to the plate. The throw home, Gordon is in with a slide. It's the Little League home run, and it gives the Marlins a 4-2 lead in the 11th. How about that? How about that indeed? The Marlins had the lead, but they weren't done. Martin Prado followed with his second hit, a single. He was erased on a fielder's choice, hit into by Christian Yelich. With the right-hander Stanton coming up, Andy Green pulled the lefty Torres. He brought the Rule 5 pitcher Miguel Diaz into the ball game. Man on, one out in the 11th. It was Diaz facing Giancarlo. There goes a drive deep to left. Giancarlo has done it again for the 20th time in his career. A two-home run game. A missile out of Petco Park, and it's 6-2 Marlins in the 11th. If you blinked, you missed it. It was a four-run top of the 11th for Miami. For the Marlins, four runs on four hits. There were two errors charged on the D. Gordon Little League home run. And we went to the last of the 11th. Marlins leading the Padres 6-2. Junichi Tozawa got the ball with the four-run lead to begin the inning. He allowed a single to Will Myers, leading things off. Myers took second on defensive indifference. Then Yanhervis Solarte walked on a wild pitch that sent Myers to third. So with first and third and nobody out in the 11th inning, suddenly the Padres got the tying man to the on-deck circle, and that got the closer A.J. Ramos into the ballgame for Miami. He had a four-run lead, but he was in a tough spot. First and third, nobody out. And the first man he faced, Austin Hedges, had already homered twice in the series. The 1-2 pitch is chopped to third. Prado, nice short hop pick. Down to second, they get one. Back to first. They do not get Hedges in to score Myers. It's a 6-3 game. A very close play at first. But Ryan Schimpf struck out for the second out. Hunter Renfroe singled, keeping the Padres' hopes alive. They had men at first and third with two outs in the ninth, tying man at the plate when A.J. went after the pinch hitter, Christian Bethencourt. AJ a strike away. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Another slider. Bethancourt strikes out. AJ slams the door. And the Marlins get the win in San Diego to even the series. Nothing easy about it. The Marlins prevail in 11 by the final of 6-3. For Miami, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 3 men left on base. For the Padres, 3 runs, 7 hits. They made 2 errors and stranded 8 in the game. Brad Ziegler, his first Marlins victory. He's 1-0 on the year. Jose Torres, the losing pitcher, 1-1. For A.J. Ramos, save number 3. Time of the ball game was 3 hours, 13 minutes, and a crowd of 39,319 goes home disappointed here in San Diego. The Marlins with the victory are 9-8 overall. They snap a quick 2-game slide. They're now 2-3 on this 9-game road trip. They stay 3 behind the Nationals in second place in the National League East Division. As for the Padres, their 3-game winning streak is over. They fall to 8-11. They're now 5-3 here at Petco Park.
A sensational win for the Marlins out in San Diego last night to tie this series at 1 apiece against the Padres. Fish family members, if you joined us last night, you couldn't make it all the way through and you missed the Fish family bonus code, not to worry, you can catch it right now. The Fish family bonus code this morning, same one as last night, Balboa Park. B-A-L-B-O-A Park. Balboa Park for the Fish family members joining us this morning. The last of 3 between the Marlins and the Padres coming your way this afternoon at 4:40. We'll be on the air at 4:10 with Marlins on Deck presented by GEICO. Come join us. As always, we're on the Marlins Radio Network.